Proverbs 13. A wise son heeds and is the fruit of his father's instruction and correction, but a scoffer listens not to rebuke. A good man eats good from the fruit of his mouth, but the desire of the treacherous is for violence. He who guards his mouth keeps his life, but he who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. The appetite of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the appetite of the diligent is abundantly supplied. A consistently righteous man hates lying and deceit, but a wicked man is loathsome. His very breath spreads pollution, and he comes surely to shame. Righteousness, rightness, and justice in every area and relation guards him who is upright in the way, but wickedness plunges into sin and overthrows the sinner. One man considers himself rich, yet has nothing to keep permanently. Another man considers himself poor, yet has great and indestructible riches. A rich man can buy his way out of threatened death by paying a ransom. But the poor man does not even have to listen to threats from the envious. The light of the uncompromisingly righteous is within him. It grows brighter and rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked furnishes only a derived temporary light and shall be put out shortly. By pride and insolence comes only contention, but with the well-advised is skillful and godly wisdom. Wealth not earned but won in haste or unjustly or from the production of things for vain or detrimental use, such riches will dwindle away, but he who gathers little by little will increase his riches. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. Whoever despises the word and counsel of God brings destruction upon himself, but he who reverently fears and respects the commandment of God is rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, that one may avoid the snares of death. Good understanding wins favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard, like the barren, dry soil or the impassable swamp. Every prudent man deals with knowledge, but a self-confident fool exposes and flaunts his folly. A wicked messenger falls into evil, but a faithful ambassador brings healing. Poverty and shame come to him who refuses instruction and correction, but he who heeds reproof is honored. Satisfied desire is sweet to a person, therefore it is hateful and exceedingly offensive to self-confident fools to give up evil upon which they have set their hearts. He who walks as a companion with wise men is wise, but he who associates with self-confident fools is a fool himself and shall smart for it. Evil pursues sinners, but the consistently upright and in right standing with God is recompensed with good. A good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous, for whom it was laid up. Much food is in the tilled land of the poor, but there are those who are destroyed because of injustice. He who spares his rod of discipline hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines diligently and punishes him early. The uncompromisingly righteous eats to his own satisfaction, but the stomach of the wicked is in want.